Be in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, August 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Yes, don't you tread on me. We're going to fight the good fight again today. We got a great show lined up for you. Lots of information, more analysis of the election results, Facebook wars, Twitter posts going crazy back and forth. Bottom line is, guys, turnout was way too low on our side. I've looked at the numbers now in a lot of these races, and there was proof. We verified the numbers that Dave Ajma texted me yesterday during the show. Statewide, 27% of registered voters voted on Tuesday. When you have the numbers that low and the Patriots don't show up, they lose. The other side, obviously, got their crowd out to vote. Get out the vote effort, text messaging, whatever they did it better than the Patriots. That's the bottom line. Had the numbers been higher for the Patriot side, the Patriot candidates would have won. The establishment wouldn't have been happy. They may not have been willing to spend the money to help them win in November, because they'd prefer to have their puppets in place, which they got. Now all the good little boys will be told what to do, and they will do it. That's okay, because another election is coming. Now everybody's like, Randy, how can you possibly be so optimistic? I got three text messages this morning from people that I did not have stored in my phone. All three were asking for the MP MyPillow information. They heard the repeat of the show yesterday. One of the segments I mentioned how we're helping Mike Lindell sell his inventory in his old warehouse. The summer sale is on. 50, 60, 70, 80% off, free shipping. I explained all that and said if you'd like the link to MyPillow.com, the promo code TruckerRandy, one word, or the 800 number to call, text me MP. Three people that I don't have stored in my phone texted me MP this morning. So I sent them the information. They said, thank you. I came back and said, how do you hear about our show, our station? Well, a friend of mine told me about you a couple years ago. But I'd never got a text message from these people. These are new listeners that I was able to text them back. Sorry, I don't have you stored in my phone. Your first name and city, please. They responded. The audience is growing. The radio family is growing. When we do this again in 2026, the next midterm election for governor and state senators will be added into the mix. We will have a bigger army of people to share the information. It's very, very, very simple. We'll have another opportunity not too far away, folks. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Little maintenance here, housekeeping of the text messages coming in. Penny texts, congratulations to Miss Vicky. Thank you very much. She says, it makes me wonder if the early voting even counted. Well, according to the Secretary of State, it did. I got a story pulled up for that. We'll get into that right now. A couple more text messages. Nancy in Cedarville. I'm pretty distraught about the election outcome. The sad part about it is that now I have to vote for the people I didn't want to win in the primary so we can beat the Democrats from getting in. This is a normal emotion. This is totally normal, Nancy. I understand totally. Been there, been doing this since 2010. I totally get it. But one thing you have to understand, politics is a team sport. It's a team. You see, once these people get elected, whether they go to Lansing or whether they go to Washington, they are part of a team. Republicans and Democrats. We are basically a two-party state. We're a two-party country. Oh, yeah, there's a few independents here and there, a couple of libertarians. Some are more conservative than other Republicans. Some Republicans aren't even Republicans. They're Democrats who run as Republicans to get elected. But at the end of the day, it's a team sport. There has to be consensus. You have to build a team to support your bills, to support your legislation that you want to get passed. You, in turn, have to support theirs. Well, I'll support your bill, but you have to support my bill. If you're not going to support my bill, I'm not going to support yours. It's all kinds of deals, quid pro quos, negotiated, calculated consensus. If you're going to be effective as a legislator, you have to be able to build consensus support for your bills, for the things you want to pass, the things you want to do. So you build the team and you put up your policies and issues against the other team. Now, I'll give you a perfect example is Donald Trump versus Kamala Harris. There's a whole list of things that they are absolutely 180 degrees opposite on. The perfect example, the most glaring one to me, is Kamala Harris wants to raise taxes on corporations, which ends up being paid by us, the consumers. She doesn't understand corporations. She doesn't understand business. That's what she wants to do. Big corporations need to pay their fair share. Well, you're an idiot. Corporations don't pay taxes at all. It's a cost of doing business. They pass the cost of paying those taxes into the price of their goods, products, and services. Donald Trump wants to lower corporate taxes. He wants to attract more companies to relocate back to the United States. Because under Biden, they left. They may not even have their manufacturing plants in our country or any other particular country. They have it in a country that will produce it for the cheapest amount of money at the best quality that they can put their logo on, their stamp on, and ship it. That's how it's done. But if it's a matter of simply having your articles of incorporation filed in another country or filed here in the United States, determines your taxes, your corporate obligations that you have to put into the price of your products, goods, and services. The list goes on and on and on. Kamala Harris is pro-death. Donald Trump is pro-life. the policies, the issues requires a team. And of course, the establishment has been telling us for years, well, if your person doesn't win in the primary, you have to come out and support the winner. Either that or the Democrats win. It's a normal, absolutely normal feeling, emotion, what you're feeling right now. I said I wouldn't vote for Mike Rogers. Personally, I'm still struggling with the fact as to whether I'm going to vote for him in November. But let's look at the alternative. Alisa Slotkin. Have you seen her TV ads? What has she done? Well, it's kind of interesting because Kamala Harris is taking credit for lowering the cost of insulin, capping it at $35 a month. That's running on a Kamala Harris for president TV commercial. Saw it last night during Tiger Baseball. The next commercial break during the game, Alisa Slotkin, a congresswoman from Michigan, is taking credit for capping insulin at $35 a month. Wait a minute. Alisa Slotkin is a U.S. congresswoman from Michigan. Kamala Harris, vice president. Which one was responsible, the legislative branch or the executive branch? Well, see, it took a team to do it. The Democrats passed it in the House with the Republicans. Why? Because the Republicans didn't want to look like they were against common people who have sugar issues, who need insulin, where it was so expensive they couldn't even afford it if their health insurance plan didn't cover it or fully cover it. The copays were even ridiculous, let alone the cost. So they dived into the issue. They looked at insulin in the United States of America. Who manufactures it? Who has the patent on it? Has the patent expired? Is it able to be sold as a generic to get the price down? Well, they basically told the pharmaceutical companies, your days of making huge profits on insulin are over. Both teams came together, Republicans and Democrats, in Washington, D.C., and they passed legislation capping it at $35 a month for insulin. Never been on insulin. God willing, I will never have to be on insulin. Never experienced it. Don't know how much it costs. Don't know anything about it. I know about blood sugar, but I don't know anything about insulin. But the bottom line is, they got it done. Passed in the House, passed in the U.S. Senate, and Biden, not Kamala Harris, Joe Biden signed it into law. It's now a federal law. Pharmaceutical companies cannot charge more than $35 a month for insulin. Kamala Harris had nothing to do with it. As vice president, she didn't sign the bill. It's signed by the president, not the vice president. So Kamala Harris's ads, folks, are actually a bald-faced lie. These are the kind of things you need to point out to your friends. People need to look at this election intellectually, not get sucked up in the emotions of these TV commercials. And I got to tell you, whoever's producing her TV commercials for Kamala Harris, man, they're making this woman sound like a savior, second coming of Jesus Christ. She is fantastic. She has done so much for the people. She cares about the people. Right. The person that wants to raise corporate taxes, forcing prices of our goods and services and products to go up, where we, the people, have to pay more for it because of those increased corporate taxes, that she wants big, greedy corporations to pay their fair share. Kamala Harris is too stupid to be president of the United States. Forget about her radical, liberal, progressive, socialist, stupid policy positions. The woman is mentally with an IQ of basically a tree stump. The woman doesn't understand the border. She doesn't understand, or maybe she does understand the border. I take that back. Maybe she does understand the border. Because they want illegals in our country to be able to register to vote, even though they're not even citizens, when they get a driver's license. They want those people voting so that they, the Democrats, can gain from the illegals voting in our elections. Donald Trump says day one, this will be the biggest deportation event in the history of the United States. He will tell ICE to go around and pick these people up and ship them back to their countries. And if those countries won't take them back, no foreign aid for you. I'm cutting you off. Watch how fast they take those people back. So basically what you're saying is now you're struggling with whether you're going to be able to vote for the person you didn't want to win. The sad part about it is that now I have to vote for people I didn't want to win so we can beat the Democrats from getting in. Yes, Nancy, unfortunately, that is absolutely the bottom line. Because if I don't vote for Mike Rogers, that allows a vote for Elisa Slotkin to carry bigger weight than me. So for every vote Elisa Slotkin gets, do we cast a vote not for Mike Rogers, but cast a vote against Elisa Slotkin by voting for Mike Rogers? That's basically what you have to ask yourself. That's the bottom line. So between now and November 5th, that's something that you're going to have to deal with. I'm going to be dealing with it. I'll be watching the debates if they have any. I'll be watching the TV ads. I want to hear from Mike Rogers what he's going to actually go to Washington, D.C. as a senator for our state, even though he lives in Florida. I want you to explain to us what you plan to do as a U.S. senator. What legislation do you plan to introduce? Are you going to stand 100% behind Donald Trump, who basically got you the nomination? Because of Donald Trump's endorsement is the only reason Mike Rogers won. If he hadn't had Donald Trump's endorsement, if Dr. Sherry O'Donnell had gotten Trump's endorsement, Sherry would be the winner. But she didn't. The people she met with down at Mar-a-Lago basically lied to her when they told her that he's not going to endorse anybody in that race. Then a deal was struck. Personally, I think Rogers donated a huge amount of money to Donald Trump's legal defense fund and bought the endorsement. I'll believe that to the day I die. Because basically, I don't know anybody as a Republican who even likes Rogers. But the guy wins with, what, 65, 70% of the vote? Of 25, 26, 27% of the registered voters. We'll get into those numbers and the story on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, J.D. Vance, the Republican nominee for vice president, called Democratic presidential candidate